Hello, lovely to be here. When you do comedy, what you've got to do is set yourself up at the start so everyone gets your vibe. You know, because you're looking at me, yeah, you're thinking I'm fit, but what's a vibe? And all the comedians do it. They come out and they'll tell you a little anecdote and you'll be like, oh, yeah, he's the posh one. And there's loads of them. Or she's the one with OCD. Or he's the one that pretends he's a feminist to get more puss. All of them. All the straight ones. So I guess the thing to tell you about me, so you get my vibe, is a little while ago, I put on makeup to Skype a baby. That's my vibe. I used to be, and this is going to sound really braggy, but I used to be, honestly, I used to be the prettiest, cleverest girl in my class, but I was homeschooled, so... I wasn't that academic at school, actually, but I loved philosophy, and I still love philosophy. Like, I'm always thinking about life's big questions. The other day, I was thinking, what if, all this time, it was Shaggy? I've been on a man ban. Well, it's over now. I can't stress that enough. Let the dog see the rabbit. But I was in a man ban for a year, right? And that was to reset my patterns so that I didn't fancy skateboarders. I had, like, commitment issues with guys, I would say. Not as bad as my friend Shannon, though. Oh, my God. My friend Shannon, the biggest a-hole in the room, she would identify him and be like, yeah, I love him. She, like, you know when you've got commitment issues and you attract other people with commitment issues because like attracts like, but you don't realise you're part of the problem? So Shannon, one day, she decided, right, I want to go out with a good guy. I want to get married. Right, so she popped herself on Guardian Soulmates, just popped herself on. And she was still attracting hookups. So I said, well, let me have a look at your profile because I'm very emotionally intelligent. And you what? Actually, because straight away I spotted the problem, right? So she's on Guardian Soulmates and she hadn't written enough about herself. And I think that was problem number one. Because I think you've got to give of yourself, you've got to be a bit vulnerable. And she hadn't really written a lot. That was the first problem. Second problem was really what she'd written. So I'll tell you what she's written. You see if you can see the problem, okay? So she'd just gone with this. In for a penny, in for a pounding. mixed messages. Oh, also, once she set up my cousin John and she kept her coat on. Mixed messages. So the thing that I would do, right, when I had commitment issues, what I would do is I went through a phase where I'd go out with men, like, way younger than me. I think just because they're around, like, they're not married, they don't know any better, and they're easier to catfish. How do you know if a man is too young for you? I'll tell you this is something I learned. Right, okay, you're out and about, you're on the town, and he just asked you to buy him a chocky milkshake. That actually happened. And then I went back to his. I know, I went back anyway. His hand soap at his flat was jelly baby flavoured. Ooh, mama got a goal. After she slept with you. So, yeah, so I want to go with older guys now, or age appropriate, you know, like 35 to 45, big hands. Quick show of hands. No, fine. Your taste changes as you get older. You know, I want someone kind, obviously. You know, I want someone funny. You know, I want someone creative, but not with the truth. You know the sort of guy that, yeah, maybe he plays the guitar, but he waits to be asked. I'm very wise, actually. I've got some wisdoms. I just put them over here. Okay. Tip number one. You might know this one, actually. I think quite a lot of people knew this already. But apparently, if you buy a new car, you lose half the value of the car as soon as you drive it off the forecourt and into a tree. Who knew? Oh, this is a really good tip. This is a really good tip to get out of any sort of trouble. Because I cycled into someone's car and she was like, meh, meh, meh. Right, so I had this up my sleeve. Okay, so any time someone has a go at you for anything at all, this is what you do. You put your hand on their shoulder, you tilt your head to one side. That bit's optional, but it is a nice touch. And you say, I don't think this is about me, is it? going on for you at home? Welcome to your new lives. This is a really good tip at work, if you haven't done your work, right? OK, so what's your name?
Liz.
Chris, what do you do?
Work in banking.
You work in banking? OK. I like money, fine. Chris, imagine... OK, this is what you do. If you haven't done your work, we're going to do a role play, so you can all use this at work. Imagine we're in a bank, Monday morning. Chris, you're there, I'm there, our bosses are there, right? You just say to me, have you done the reports? And this is what you all say back if you haven't done the reports because you've been busy out being a legend like me. Okay, go on.
Have you done the reports?
Chris, is this about us sleeping together? And then Chris might say, we haven't slept together. And I go, exactly. Right. I think we're screwed, in a way. I think we've all become so vain and narcissistic, right? I think Instagram is the death of us. Having said that, do follow me online, because I'm very funny. I don't mind when people are thirsty on the gram. We all want attention, right? But what is interesting at the moment is there's a sort of trend to be sort of narcissistic, but to pretend it's for charity, you know, or to pretend it's about a cause. There was a guy on Instagram the other day, right? Tops off selfie, flexing his muscles. I think he'd oiled up as well for the occasion. Fine, live your life. So he's like that, fine. But then underneath, what he'd written was, can we just talk about mental health? Yes, but can you pop a top on? Because I'm finding it hard to focus. And there was this woman, right, I had to unfollow her. She posts about 8 pictures a day, like bikini shots, underwear shots. She's a journalist, so this is just a hobby. Fine, you're raising morale and a few other things. But she'd always be there, so she'd be there in her bikini like this, whatever. And then she'd always put underneath something like, recycling. Is it? No, to be fair, it was usually about feminism. But I don't think you in your bikini like this is helping girls in Pakistan get an education. Do you know what I mean? Like, Malala's not there in her bikini going, oh, I love women. And it's hot where she lives. Actually, she lives in Oxford now, so maybe that's why. But I get it. I just think, like, if you want to be, like, thirsty, be thirsty. Say, oh, you can see my nipples in picture 4. Have a lovely time. I'm having a gawp at that. Lovely. If you want to talk about feminism, maybe now and again put a picture of someone else up. Put a picture of Anita Hill up, the African-American human rights lawyer who changed rape laws. Yes, for the better. And no, I didn't know who Anita Hill was before this bit, and that's because she's not being thirsty on the gram, so I do see. Before I go, I'm going to tell you who put me on the man ban, because you'll all be wondering, I'm sure. Okay. Get ready for this. The person that put me on the man ban was my healer. Big word for a comedy show. Let's dial it down and call her an energy worker. I know it's not relatable when you mention your healer. I do know that. Give me a cheer if you've got a healer. Yeah. 2 people have. We haven't got time. But look how well balanced she sounded. It works. No, I have got a healer, and she's called Jill in the Pyrenees. Well, she's called Jill. She lives in the Pyrenees. I call her Jill in the Pyrenees. Because you can be spiritual and have a bit of fun, okay? And I don't go to the Pyrenees. I just WhatsApp audio call her, because energy works through space and time. And that's quantum physics, okay? Don't make me explain it. Anyway, when I heard that you're not in the room with them, I thought that sounds mad. But now I sort of get it, because I don't think you need to be in the same room as someone to read their energy. Like, I don't need to be in the same room as Donald Trump to know that if I was in the same room as Donald Trump, I'd find him a very sexy guy. No, because he's got little hands, hasn't he? So, Jill in the Pyrenees put me on a man ban, right? And at the start of it, I was like, what? I can't even get off with anyone, even if they put the Fugees album on and tell me I'm different to other girls. Said, yeah. I think she actually said correctamundo. Because you can be spiritual and have a bit of fun. And about 6 months into the man ban, I met this guy that was a bit of a vibe, right? And he wasn't my normal type, like not even in a band. And I said to Jill, look, this guy's making me dinner, can I sleep with him? And this is honestly what Jill said. Jill said, no, you cannot sleep with him, but you can give him a BJ. Shanty Love and Light. Isn't that lovely? I didn't even use it, but it's nice to know it's there in case of emergencies, right? And then it was about 10, 11 months into the ban, and nothing had happened, no kissing, no nothing. And I said to Jill, look, I'm getting a bit fed up, like I'm a human being, I'm flesh and bones. I said, look, is there going to be any sort of movement in that area? And this is what Jill said. She said, the angels, I know. She said, the angels are just purifying your sacral chakra. We've all been there. Classic case of. She said, the angels are just purifying your sacral chakra. She said, so don't put anything up there for the moment. And the weirdest thing of all is my first thought was, ah, that does make sense. Thank you, Jill. Because there was a lot to purify, because in the noughties, I was an absolute massive legend. I was a slut, but I was doing it for feminism. You're welcome. I did. I slept around a lot when I was younger, right? And I honestly thought I was doing it for feminism. Because my brother could do what he wanted, and he wasn't judged or shamed. And women were held to a different regard. And I thought, the patriarchy won't tell me what to do. Thank you. I will sleep with more people. Thank you. Very damaging time. Not because sex is bad, but bad sex is bad, you know? And that age, you don't know what you want. You don't know how to ask for it. And sometimes you're just doing it because the arcades are closed. And looking back now, I don't know how much it did for the movement. Lou, have you read Third Wave Feminism, a critique? I'm sorry, Sandra, I'm busy out here doing my own work in the field. But I will say this before I go. I read a statistic recently that 30% of men, that's quite a lot, have a look around. 30% of men have paid for sex. That's so many, isn't it? Because I've not received a penny.